Chapter 13. Now in the year 149, Judah's party learned that Antiochus, the noble father, was invading Judah with large multitudes, and that with him was his guardian, Lucius, who was in charge of the state affairs. They also led a Hellenic force consisting of 110,000 infantry and 5,300 cavalry and 22 elephants and 300 chariots armed with scythes. But Menelaus also joined them, and with great duplicity kept urging Antiochus on, not for the salvation of his fatherland, but in the hope of being established in the government. But the King of the Kings aroused the fury of Antiochus against the offender. And when Lucius argued to show that Menelaus was to blame for all the trouble, the king ordered him to be taken to Beroea, to be executed there in the customary local method. Now at that place, there is a tower 50 cubits high, full of ashes, with a circular rim sloping down steeply on all sides toward the ashes. Anyone guilty of sacrilege or notorious for certain other evils are brought up there and then hurled down to destruction. In such a manner was Menelaus, the lawbreaker, fated to die without even having a burial in the earth. For this was altogether righteous, that he who had committed so many sins against the altar with its holy fire and ashes should meet his death in ashes. Now the king's mind was full of barbarous plans as he advanced, intending to inflict upon the Judeans worse things than those which they had suffered in his father's time. Now when Judah learned about this, he transmitted a message to the multitude to invoke the Lord night and day to help them now, if ever, when they were about to be deprived of their law and fatherland and holy temple, and not to allow this people, which had at this moment begun to revive, to be subjected under the hands of insulting nations. Now everyone joined in doing this, and after 3 days of having continuously implored the merciful Lord with weeping and fasting and prostrations, Judah exhorted them and directed them to stand ready. Now after a private meeting with the elders, he took counsel that, before the king's army could invade Judah and take possession of the city, the Judeans should march out and settle the matter with God's help. Now leaving the outcome to the Creator of the world, he exhorted his followers to fight bravely to death for the laws, the temple, the city, the fatherland, and the citizenship. But he pitched his encampment near Modium. Now giving his men the watchword,
God's victory!
He made a night attack upon the king's pavilion with a picked force of the best young men, doing away with about 2,000 men in the camp. And they stabbed the lead elephant and its mahout. And in the end, they filled the camp with terror and confusion, and withdrew in triumph. Now the day was just breaking when this was accomplished, because the Lord had helped them with His protection. Now the king, having had a taste of the Judeans' daring, tried to take their positions by a stratagem. So he marched against Beth-Zur, a strong fortress of the Judeans. But he was driven back, collided with them again, and was defeated. Now Judah sent supplies to the men inside, but Rhodocus, of the Judean ranks, brought a message concerning military secrets before their enemies. He was sought out and arrested and imprisoned. The king made a second attempt by negotiating with the men of Beth-Zur. After giving them his right hand in pledge and receiving theirs, he withdrew and attacked Judah's party. But he was defeated. The king received word that Philippos, who had been left in charge of the state affairs in Antiochia, had rebelled. Dismayed, he parleyed with the Judeans and swore to observe all their rites. And he offered sacrifice, honored the inner sanctum, and treated the place humanely. And he approved of the Maccabee, leaving Hegemonides as general of the region from Ptolemais to that of the Garenes. When he came to Ptolemais, the people of Ptolemais were indignant by the peace treaty, for they were so indignant that they wanted to annul its terms. Lucius took the platform, defended the treaty as best as he could, won them over by persuasion, appeased them, and gained their goodwill. Then he returned to Antiochia. That was how the king's attack and withdrawal turned out.